This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Federal health officials are warning of a distressing trend in coronavirus cases rapidly spreading across the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The past week has seen a big spike nationwide, says Centers for Disease Control Deputy Director Dr. Jay Butler.
We've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths.
He says the increase is affecting nearly 75% of the country. The Midwest is hard hit, likely because colder weather means more indoor activities.
Another factor is that smaller, more intimate gatherings of family, friends, and neighbors maybe drive an infection as well.
Because people let their guard down in these intimate settings and tend not to wear masks or keep 6 feet apart. In northern Idaho, the spike is so severe, hospitals are at 99% capacity and preparing to send patients out of state. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. regulators who will decide the fate of COVID-19 vaccines are asking outside scientists if their standards are high enough. The Food and Drug Administration may have to decide by year's end whether to allow use of the first vaccines Thursday. A federal advisory committee debates whether the guidelines FDA has set for vaccine developers are rigorous enough. Among the big questions are exactly how much evidence is needed to be sure a vaccine is safe and made effective. U.S. officials say Iran is behind a flurry of emails sent to Democratic voters in multiple battleground states that appear to be aimed at intimidating them into voting for President Donald Trump. John Ratcliffe, the government's top intelligence official, says these actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Ratcliffe and the FBI director, Chris Wray, insist the U.S. will impose costs on foreign countries that interfere in the elections. This is